It's the hour of roundtable with myself, He Yang, Carl Benjaminson, and Huang Shen. Rumination, in Chinese called fan chu, is like a record that's stuck and keeps repeating the same lyrics. It's replaying an argument with someone in your head. It's retracing past mistakes. When people ruminate, they overthink or obsess about situations or live events, such as work or even relationships. Well, what is this in a psychological context?
So in psychology, rumination refers to the tendency to overthink events and past experiences that cause distress and to focus on the causes and consequences as opposed to the solutions. To be honest, when I first look at even its Chinese word, I turn to He Yang and Lai Ming for the pronunciation. It's called fan chu. This is my first time heard this word in my entire life. And also, after I check out the examples, I can understand this kind of feelings. Is we usually use this very simple example. For example, you quarrel with someone, and then afterwards, when you calm down, you think, oh, I didn't perform very well.
Exactly.
I didn't make my arguments clear.
Yes.
And I need to stress more, like, the arguments, mm-hmm. and there are lots I can improve my performance in a quarreling. Mm. That's called fan chu.
Rumination, Carl. Has this come across you before, or have you felt this in your life?
I have come across this before personally and professionally. I had studied psychology and worked as a counselor, and this is a really familiar concept. So in cognitive behavioral therapy, we talk about automatic negative thoughts. So it's not so much that, you know, you maybe have an argument and then you walk away from the argument and think about it once or twice. It's when people keep...
And you can't get over with it.
And you can't get over it. And you keep thinking it over and over and over. And, you know, the human brain likes statistical decision making. We like to take the little bits of information we have and come up with some sort of conclusion. What we get into trouble with rumination is if we come to a conclusion that's maybe not based on reality, it's only based on a small amount of information, but we then take a lesson from that, and because we've thought about it so much, it must be true, and that clouds the rest of our behavior. So I think that's when it becomes a serious problem, and a big part of therapy for people is getting them to realize when they're having these automatic thoughts, when they're falling into sort of stereotype thinking.
That's so interesting. I'm definitely learning a lot from you guys. So do you ever feel that sometimes when you're retracing your behavior or your performance, I feel that too. And then the more you think about it, the more details seem to crystallize. They're almost like clearer. And then they get stuck in my mind. And when I don't willingly want to do it, but sometimes that is like a broken record and you're constantly thinking about what exactly happened. I should have provided more supporting evidence there, and there I should have stumped my foot and maybe just, you know, do something differently, and then maybe the outcome would be different. But as long as it's not clouding my judgment, then it's not too bad. Is that what you mean?
I think it's as long as you don't ruminate on it, as long as you don't obsess over it, and you don't maybe jump to a conclusion that you don't have any evidence of. So you might think, okay, if I stomp my foot, if I yelled about this particular thing, I raised this brilliant point, I would have won the argument. Mm-hmm. Or you could maybe think, no matter what I did, if I tried this argument, if I tried that approach, I still would have lost because I'm dumb. I'm dumb and nobody likes me, and that's why I lost this argument. And that could be the message that you take away from it. And it's not based on what actually happened. It's that you've taken a concrete situation with maybe a small amount of conversation, and you've then expanded that into this universe of possibility in your mind. And if you're prone to depression, you might look at the worst possible outcome, and then you take the lesson you've learned from that, which is, I lost the argument because I'm dumb and I can't express myself clearly. Next time you have a discussion with someone, or you have a discussion about something with your boss, for example, about a project, if that conversation doesn't go the way you want, you think, okay, well, that went badly because I'm dumb and I can't express myself well.
When that's not true, when that's what you conjured up for yourself.
Yeah, so you've sort of come up with this stereotype of yourself that's not necessarily based on reality. And that's where rumination becomes a big problem, and a big part of, you know, getting past this for people is to look at what's their life actually like. Is there a different way of looking at, you know, negative things that happen to them, rather than just going over the same thing again and again and again?
So how do we prevent ourselves from falling into rumination but actually still look at the past and try to improve?
I think one of the things is to know that you're ruminating. So to stop yourself if you're aware that you're really obsessing over something, and start to question why you're obsessing over something. Is it that important? What is the purpose of all this reflection? And what does it maybe say about you and what your state of mind is?
I think find some distractions. When you figure yourself is fell into the obsession with the past, like arguments, just trying to solve it.
Well, that's a proactive way of looking at it. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Have yourselves a great day. We'll see you next time.